The following podcast has been rated TVMA, NSFW, R, and NC-17, so it is not safe for kids. Put your children to bed. You spent enough time with them anyway. Say, friend. Hey, mate.
Sup, guy?
You there? I'm talking to you. Are you looking for a way to have fun that's safe and socially responsible? Of course you are! Just because we're all shut in to avoid spreading a deadly pandemic doesn't mean we can't have a good time doing it! Why not spend an evening with Chicago's most trusted best liqueur, Jepson's Malort? Its unusual, full-bodied flavor is a taste savored by two-fisted drinkers. So, if you think your two fists are strong enough, why not grab a shot of the only booze ballsy enough to let me rip on it and powerful enough to keep even the most maskless troublemaker a good 6 feet away? So, if the lockdown's got you down, why not have a shot of Malort? If you're going insane, self-isolation is lame, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, aiding in social distancing since the 1930s and proud sponsor of Chad the Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. What's up, peoples, humans, you two-legged pruny fingers? It's January 19th, 2021, and here we are on the last day of the last 4 years, and holy hell, that's really something to think about, right? I started doing this podcast back in February of 2016, 229 episodes ago. Back in those days, I'd get up on a Saturday, I would wander down to the old green mill, and I'd scream for 10 minutes about something in the news. Then I'd get schwasted on Malort shots and beer, I'd get tacos, and I'd crash around 7 p.m., only to wake up and do a podcast. That's the old days, that's the old ways in the before times. And I've been doing it ever since the last 4 years got started, and after riding this coaster off the tracks and into a toxic waste dump lined with rabid possums and burning tires, I thought I would take a minute to think for a change, because you don't when you're surviving. You make quick decisions, all of them a little off in retrospect, but you do it in the moment because you have to because you're surviving. If you had time to think, you wouldn't be surviving, you'd be living. And if your decisions based on thoughts got you to a place where you're better off, well, then you'd be living your best life, which we should all strive to be, but it's a little tough in a damn pandemic. So, hey, think when you can, survive when you have to. All of it is the life you live, and you only get one so far as we know. And if you know better, slide into my DMs with links, because I'm in a shopping mood and looking to spend some gift cards. We're all a little tense right now, 229 episodes later. No idea what the inauguration of Joe Biden is going to bring tomorrow, and I am not saying a goddamn thing about it this episode, because it's going to be weird regardless, and I want to be able to listen to this in the future and not go, oh, you poor fool, if you only knew, because there's no way that I could, future self, so get off my dick and just let time work how it works. Anyway, here on the last day of the last 4 years, and on the 229th episode of this podcast that has sailed triumphantly through it all so far, I thought it would be fun not to think about tomorrow, today, the last 4 years, and instead take a break and go back in time to the old days, to one of my favorite days at the Green Mill, September of 2017, when I got to swear a bunch for International Blasphemy Day. Remember crowds? Remember being rude and stupid just because we could? But doing it out of love, because love is the best reason to do dumb things without thinking. Remember the smells and feels of being in a room together with fondness, for we shall be there again. So join me, and let it all the hell out, because it feels good, and we deserve that after all this damn time. So drink up, humans! Here's to surviving until we can live our best lives again. Okay, start the episode.
I can't promise that you like me, 'cause it could go downhill. Can't promise that you love me, but you probably will. Can't promise you forever.
Please rise. Yay, he bid me go to him. But I said it was presumptuous, and he said nay. today, for I was invited to come, and yea, though I did not know where he lived, and thus wandered for about an hour down Cornelia, until yea, I saw the light in his window, and he did but let me in, when on his door I buzzed. For the way in, you must first buzz the door, and though you are anxious, you must wait for the second buzz, else you find the inner door locked, and you are trapped by the mailboxes, and they are gray and uninteresting. Grant us the wisdom to Google map the address before leaving the house, and the patience to wait for the second door. For this, and also the foresight to bring something to the party and not be a douche, we pray. Good afternoon. It brings joy to see that we have gathered in each eye a glint of wonder at the powers of the grand universe within which we stumble. And yea, though we do stumble, we call upon the wisdom of the Batman to pick ourselves up, for that is why we fall. And fall we will, for it's dark sometimes and we have to pee, and it's just easier to feel your way to the shitter rather than fuck with the lights. That's our folly, our burden, for fall we will, and also stub our toes, and shit, next time we might as well just piss the bed. For we are not perfect beings. Nay, we are but lumps of organic matter falling all the time, and sometimes we have brunch. Point is, let ye who are perfect and never fart come forward, for holy fuck, you're probably a robot and should be destroyed. Nay, all of us are made of jiggling meat chunks, confused and often sad, but mostly just trying to figure shit out, so be not afraid. For though they talk a big game with certainty about what the hell is next in this life after hence, we will collapse into bug chow and become worm poop. They really only kinda know, because they feel it, that is faith, and faith is always tested. But why, ask ye, shall faith always have to prove itself? Should we not solely sally forth into the sun, riding a tailwind of belief, and just kind of go with it? Easy peasy, short and sleazy, zero fucks. Because yeah, we got this, we're holy, we'll be fine without ever having to physically prove the existence of whatever god, gods, tree, ghost, or whatever the fuck we believe in, simply because we do, we win, that's it, right? No. For that is not how freebies work. In order to get into whatever afterlife shindig you're hoping for, you gotta prove yourself lest you be stopped at the door. Basically, you wanna believe you get a pass into nirvana, but you gotta prove it, because ass, grass, or gas, nobody rides for free. We pray. True devotion is tough. Much like thinking you have the right to criticize the Brewers when all you have played is infield for your company softball league. And yay, though being a member of the Griffin Realty All-Stars gives you purpose, you shall not consider yourself professional enough to question third baseman Travis Shaw, who might be a living saint. So when jokes are made for laughter, it hath been written is the best medicine. Perhaps you might chill your nuts out and let the room have a chuckle. For that which you call blasphemy is but evidence of the struggle to have good times in this dark world of confusion and indifference. But what is blasphemy, really? Wherefore, whence hath it come? Blasphemy. From the Middle English, blasphemen. From the late Latin, blasphemere. From the Greek, blasphemia. Which means to speak ill of, impious, or slander. Found in the holy book of that one religion that kicked the Native Americans out of New England. To blaspheme is to speak ill, show contempt or lack of reverence to a religion, holy person, sacred thing, deity, or anything that anyone deems inviolable, which specifies not which is and which is not off limits or out of bounds. Since some of you regard Jesus, Muhammad, Buddha, Ahura Mazda, Kukulkan, even fucking Odin is making a comeback, as untouchable, and the rest of y'all think Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is some kind of cinematic triumph about humanity and love and knit hats, don't fucking laugh, because yeah, really the Truman Show is a much better, much darker one than Ahura Mazda, which is the reality. Oh, you want to fight about it? Congrats, ye have proven the point. Nothing is sacred, and yet everything is, because it is to you. On the anniversary of the publication of a cartoon of the Prophet Muhammad in the Danish newspaper Jyllands Posten on September 30th, 2005, when, instead of just being butthurt and walking it off, several activist groups protested, resulting in over 200 deaths from attacks on Danish missions. 4 years later, Ronald Lindsay, president and CEO of the Center for Inquiry, declared September 30th International Blasphemy Day. Quote, "We're not seeking to offend, But if in the course of dialogue and debate people become offended, that's not an issue for us. Because there's no human right not to be offended. Because, quote, we think religious beliefs should be subject to examination and criticism just as political beliefs are. For what is sacred to some is fucking stupid to others. And it is up to ye to accept it. Take it on the chin, do a shot, and walk it off. For is that not the real test of faith? If the office dickhead makes a solid joke about your religion, is it not your test to laugh it off, as he is in fact a dickhead? Or tell Craig in HR that maybe that shit's not cool, and not murder him in the break room to the horror of the good employees of Griffin Realty. Satire is the solace we all must seek to survive the hypocrisy of everybody else. Part of having your own belief structure respected is respecting the beliefs of others and their right to think that your ideas are stupid, just as you think theirs are. Because in the end, you're all trying to get into the party you want to get into. And for those who are ready in the comment section with buts and well actuallys, and though I hear your points anyways, remember that ye are also not safe. Though your books says the other books are dumb and full of garbage, and full of dumb ideas that will result in the reader surely going to a hell void of any happiness or joy, remember that they too look upon ye as a dumb motherfucker. And yeah, you're 100% sure you're fucking righteous, cause shit, you follow the directions, you got your shit together, you're pious as fuck, you don't drink, you don't smoke, you listen to easy jazz, you drive your kids to soccer, drink non-fat lattes and went vegetarian cause you watched a documentary on Netflix one night and decided pigs were too cute to die. Yet ye also must clear your browser history, otherwise the family might find out what a freaky sassy milk guilt dilt bareback and bush loving faux press BBW clown tentacle goby cream pie little monster that you are. None of us are safe. So quit pussyfooting around your pussyfoot obsession. Light your nipples on fire. Get the strap and be yourself. You won't be a righteous, pious, white tooth angel with Purell for a soul crate. But who the hell says what is and what is not the best way to do that? You? You don't know shit. You're just reading a book. And there's a lot of fucking books out there, so grow a funny bone and have a good time. It's all the same in the end. And love that you live in a country where it's okay to say Jesus, dick nippling Christ, ass blasting Mary Mother of God, fuck me in the North Star and come in the collection bin and be offended. Joke, then ye truly are lost, and it's time for you to find your way. So make your jokes, laugh it up, fuck your god and his testicle tits. Stand up, grab ass, and say amen. Take a knee.
Special thanks to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song Promises. You know how it do for the last 4 years. Thanks, guys, for being the anthem that keeps us moving. Special thanks to Jepson's Malort, my sponsor from another monster. Thank you for being there for me, and I hope I've been there for you. Next episode is the 230th, and hopefully we are all in a really good mood, or at least in a decent mood. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know what's gonna happen, so like, don't worry about it. Let's just like do other stuff today, just to chill out. There's shows on Netflix. You got your WandaVision on Disney Plus. There's plenty to do, so go do it and chill out, and you know. Just have a moment with yourself. Not like that. Or yeah, maybe like that.